Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
top tier wussy.
Hey everybody, it's Patrick Foster here on behalf of Jim Linehan, my co-founder, co-host, and great friend. I want to welcome you to this edition of November 2024 New Music. Thank you very much, Jim Linehan, for kicking us off with the December 24th episode. That is episode 2018, November New Music from The Excuses, Delta Bombers, and yes, Al Green covering R.E.M., huh? You better go back and listen if you didn't listen yesterday. Today, we're going to kick into our listener picks, as we traditionally do. Can be a tricky month. Sometimes the releases slow down. Sometimes you get some great ones. I often think people, or bands, or artists, or perhaps their advisors, are a little bit hesitant to release a full album in November, because a lot of people may have already started making their best of 2024 lists. They may be, I don't know, put off by recency bias if somebody puts out an album in November, but certainly our listeners will find the best music and bring it to you and share it with you, which is what we're all about, and I'm excited about it. We have a nice little batch for you. I want to tell you, I would love to get in your year-end picks, best of 2024. We've only got a couple in so far, and we really, really want you to get those in for us. So start thinking about it now that Christmas and the holiday season slowing down a little bit. We've still got Boxing Day today, if you're listening to this on the day of release. But next Thursday, it'll be January 2nd, will be our first episode of 2025. And we want to kick in with best of 2024, as we traditionally do in January. So we'd love everybody to participate, and hopefully we'll hear from you. With that, we will hand it over and start it off. Give the keys to the new music train. Do trains have keys? I don't know. However you start a train, we're going to hand it over to, as we traditionally do, Mr. Stephen Routledge.
Got it. The man, myth, and the legend, Stephen Routledge from Scotland. He's got it. Man, myth, and the legend, known as Stephen Routledge, is about to serve you this month's favorite.
Hi Jim and Patrick, interns, fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners, and of course Shadow. Stephen Routledge here calling you from Stirling in Scotland with my new music picks for November. First up is some moody, atmospheric and intense metal from Reykjavik in Iceland. It's a self-titled debut from Muir, M-U-R. I may not be pronouncing that correctly, as my Icelandic is non-existent. What I do know, however, is that they've produced a 7-track, 15-minute slab of pounding metal goodness, and my pick would be the album closer, again, apologies for the pronunciation, Holds Skelfing.
We'll be right back.
second choice would be the somewhat stylistically different Drive-By Truckers' Patterson Hood, and the first single from upcoming solo album next year, Exploding Trees and Airplane Screams. The song A Werewolf and a Girl also features Lydia Lovelace and slowly unwinds, gradually building the instrumentation. Southern Fried Americana is the order of the day here, as might be expected. Well, that will do for this month, and as ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have picked. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns, fellow listeners of Rock in the Suburbs. This is Paul Hayden from Wilmette, Illinois, calling with my November new music picks. I have two albums this month. The first is the eighth album from Wussy. It's called Cincinnati, Ohio, and it came out on November 15th on the Shake It Records label. This is their first album since the passing of band member John Earhart, and the songs reflect that, but not in a downer kind of way, more of a realistic passing of time kind of way. It's a grower like most of their albums, so give it some time, but in the end I think it's top tier Wussy. The track I'd like you to play is the opener, The Great Divide.
Call to say hello, I wanna say.
My second pick is the new album from The Circulators. It's called Insufficient Fun. It came out on November 15th. And they're from San Francisco. And it appears it's their first official album following a demo tape from 2023. Their sound is pretty much a raw punk sound. Think Teen Generate, Johnny Thunders. I'll also hear a little bit of that snotty adolescent sound. It's great stuff, right up my alley. So if you like that kind of stuff, I think you'll like this one too. You know, I think the song you should play is Yesterday's Kids. Give you a good flavor of what the Circulators are all about. As always, I look forward to hearing everybody's picks. And in the meantime, keep listening to Suburbs Pod Radio. Have a good holiday, everyone, and I'll catch you next time.
Icelandic is non-existent.